Thank you very much, Mr. President. Let me begin by congratulating you on your appointment as president of this important conference. I assure you of our full cooperation and support. Montenegro aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union. Mr. President, Montenegro is firmly committed to the implementation of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons and its related protocols. We believe that these international instruments are essential in our collective effort to assure the ban or limitations of use of these inhuman weapons. Our task is all the more relevant when we factor in the impact of conventional weapons on international peace and security and necessity to eliminate humanitarian consequences and unacceptable threat these weapons pose to civilians and combatants. One of the most important activities towards the achievement of this goal should be increasing adherence and promoting further universalization of the Convention and related protocols in order to make sure that these instruments truly become universal ones with broad and effective application. As the date of the fifth review conference is approaching, this will be a good opportunity to review the achievements and progress made so far and to address the shortcomings and challenges ahead that will strengthen its future implementation. Montenegro has developed a solid legislative framework and constantly works on improving its capacity to implement all obligations arising from the CCW and its protocols. Convinced that the amended Protocol 2 represents important instrument of the international humanitarian law for reducing the potential harms caused by mines, booby traps and other harmful devices, Montenegro, through the Ministry of Defense and Army of Montenegro, fully apply its provisions. In this vein, allow me to remind you that forbidden explosive device and mines are not in use. My country has also taken all necessary measures concerning the safe storage, transfer and destruction of devices that do not meet the highest standards. Explosive remnants of war remain a source of great concern, having in mind their devastating impact, including constraints they impose very long after they have been used in effective hostilities. Although Montenegro has not yet obtained the status of the state party to the Protocol 5, we have been carrying out activities in compliance with the aims and principles set out in these instruments. Such activities are particularly focused on examinations of territory, finding and clearing unexploded ordnance, disabling and destructing all types of unexploded ordnance, as well as securing the sites. It is with great honor I announce today that all necessary requirements for full practical implementation of Protocol 5 in Montenegro have been met. In this regard, Government of Montenegro has already undertaken all internal legal procedures for ratification of this international legal instrument, and we hope that we will be able to deposit our instruments of consent to be bound by it in the next few months. We remain deeply concerned about the suffering caused by incendiary weapons, and I would like to use this opportunity to reiterate the importance of full implementation of Protocol 3 to the CCW Convention. We believe that it should remain an important issue for the CCW agenda, and Montenegro supports further discussions on this topic, provided that there is support for this amongst all contracting parties to the Convention. Finally, allow me to reaffirm our strong support to the Convention of Certain Conventional Weapons and express our readiness to contribute to all efforts aiming to strengthen it in order to ensure that this convention remains one of the most relevant and effective instruments of international humanitarian law. I thank you, Mr. President.